Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff of the week. I'm excited to have you here. Thank you so much for showing up. And let's dig into the Word. So we're going to be in 1 Peter this week, okay? 1 Peter, we're just going to look at one verse, chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." Love that verse, guys. Really love it. Let's unpack it. Let's see how we can simplify and apply this to our life on this spiritual kickoff. Now, where is 1 Peter? We need to know that first and foremost, guys. I know it can be kind of hard to really find some of these books in the back of the Bible, but you just need to know, get to 2 Peter, you went too far. So there's your little dad joke for this one. But seriously, it's in the New Testament. Go right past Hebrews, then you'll have the book of James, and then you'll arrive at 1 Peter, okay? And again, I love Peter. I think it's a phenomenal books here. And because I think Peter, for me, I just relate to this guy, right? I can really relate to Peter. He was a leader. He was bold. He sometimes he put his foot in his mouth, right? And I feel like I'm constantly doing that myself. And hopefully I can get an amen from a bunch of you listeners out there. But he was just a guy's guy. I mean, let's just face it. He was a guy's guy. And I don't know if you've watched The Chosen. I'm an advocate of Chosen, and definitely I think that they're doing a great job. Do they take they're really just, for me, just helping put some personality to some of these disciples. And again, you have to take your gospel with everything, right? So you make sure that you follow along with scripture, because they tell you they take some artistic paths with this show. But at the end of the day, I just think it's very well done. And the way Peter, the character of Peter, just personifies him so good. It's just so good. He's a strong guy. He's outspoken. He's always he's out front. He's not afraid to just get out and do the hard work. And I just think it's important to as we remember, when we read the Bible, it's not reading stories. These are the actual events of real people. Okay. Actual events of real people. So this is an important verse here, guys. And we need to see how we can actually put this thing into process. So it starts off with addressing our hearts, right? And if we address our hearts, it states that we should revere Christ as Lord. It doesn't say buddy here, but as Lord. Yes, we have a friend in Jesus. There are songs about that, but we must never forget that he is Lord. There's a guy in our community. His name is Mitch. I love this guy. He's awesome, Mitch. So if you're listening, shout out to you, brother. But he made a post lately in our community, and it reminded me of this point, and it was so spot on. He is Lord, and we gotta make sure we keep him in reverence there. And it's a heart issue here, guys. That and the heart is what he wants. He can't be just teacher. I was listening to a pastor. I can't even remember on this one who the pastor was, but they were talking about the upper room when Jesus was sitting there with the disciples. And basically he says, you know, one of you is going to betray me. And it says, the disciples said, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? You could just hear them going through the kind of line by line, right? And then when you get to Judas Iscariot, it says, is it I, Rabbi? Now, that little bit of difference there is huge. Is Jesus just a good teacher to you? Are you just trying to apply the things that Jesus is teaching you to your life just to be a better person? Or is he Lord? There is a big difference between having Jesus as your teacher and having him as your Lord. Okay, Lord, he's over everything. He is over everything. And guys, you have to understand that. I get it. Head knowledge is great, but heart is where it's all about, right? Salvation comes from the heart. And we have to remember that, guys. So the second part of this verse, as we start kind of working through the verse here, it can be a little bit scary, you know? And because think about it. Always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that we have. So why would that be scary? Well, what if people judge you? What if they ask a question and you don't know the answer to it? What if you lose a friend? You know what, guys? That's just a... It is. Because the worst thing you can be, fellas, I'm going to be straight up, is a fair-weather Christian, right? Can't be that. You don't want to be that lukewarm. Lukewarm gets spit out, right? So if you're going to walk with Jesus, it has to be a priority every day, all the time. This is all the week. So if there's a different man that your family or your people that you lead at work or whatever in the world sees Monday through Saturday versus Sunday, you got to check it. You got to check that. There should be no difference, right? That Sunday is just a chance to plug into your church body. But you need to be feeding yourself spiritually every day. You need to be walking with the Lord every day. If you're listening to the Lion Within Us, you're taking steps right now to grow in the Lord, right? Got to remember, he ain't a vending machine. And he's not a genie in a bottle that you just need to go to when you need something. Think about your last few prayers that you had. How many of those prayers were thanking him and praising him versus the time you spent asking him for something? Really think about that. Because we need to be praising our Lord, our Savior, right? It's not just a genie in a bottle. That's when to keep that in mind. He's a sovereign king of the universe. So how do you give an account for your answer? Well, it's pretty simple. You got to know him. You got to know him. So how do you know him? Well, you got to spend time with him. You have to. That's the only way you can do it. You have to spend time with him, right? So I guarantee you, if somebody wants to know about you and your spouse, you can answer that. Why? Because you know her. You spend time with her. You ask her questions. You're constantly studying her. And trust me, if you're married, you know what I'm talking about. You're always trying to study your wife to figure this thing out. Here's the tip, fellas. You ain't going to figure it out. But that's not the point. The point is the pursuit and the covenant. That's what you need to do with him. Spend time in the Word. Pray to him. Talk to him. Right? It's your individual pursuit of him. That's what's important. Because let's just say that. Let's play a scenario out. Let's say you're a gunsmith. I know a lot of our listeners out here, they're big in marksmen. Let's say you're a gunsmith. And someone asks you to tear down, identify the parts, and reassemble a firearm that you are intimately familiar with. Guess what? You could do that in your sleep. And most likely, because you have a passion for this, you understand it. You know these parts in and out. You can lay it down. You can even do it blindfolded, right? You see so many times where in the movies and things like that, where military men, they can do these things blindfolded. They know those parts so intimately well that it just goes right back together. Now, what if someone ask you why you follow Jesus? Most of us would stumble, right? You would stumble. You'd shift from side to side on your feet. Or you'd say something like, you know, well, the Bible says so. But at those moments, guys, we got to have some "it is written" in our heart so that we can go to them and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right there. Right there. Will this be easy for you guys? Probably not initially, no. But just like everything else in life, it will get easier with reps. That's it. More and more reps, you build up that muscle memory, it becomes easier and easier and easier. And the spirit, first and foremost, is doing all the work. You just have to be obedient. When I decided to start the Lion Within Us, and then we started to do these spiritual kickoffs, and then we decided, you know what, on spiritual kickoffs, we're going to share the gospel every week. You think that scared me? Heck yes, it scared me. Sharing the gospel every week. This is something that was out of my comfort zone. I wasn't doing this on a regular basis. But not that it's super easy now, but it's definitely, from where we started to now, I feel very comfortable in sharing the gospel with others because I'm trying to love. I'm just leading with love. And that's what you guys need to do. Just lead with love. Make a commitment to spend that time with your Lord and spend time with Him daily. And then that's going to start doing something inside of you. It will. And before you know it, you're going to just be leaning in and sharing the gospel, and it's going to become so easy. And you have that confidence and that comfort, right? And then, and when that happens, you're going to start looking for opportunities to do it. You will. I promise you, you're going to start looking for opportunities. You're just going to find ways. For me, it's VBS shirts. I wear VBS shirts all the time when I'm out. Why? Because they have scripture on them. They lead the conversations. I have one that says, Jesus is my superhero. I wear that all the time. It looks like a Superman thing on the front. And the reason I wear that shirt so much is because it opens up opportunities to have conversations with people. Because if somebody ever says, nice shirt, or that's cool, that's an immediate opportunity just to have a conversation, to connect, right? And also set apart. We need to be set apart in this world. Peter talks about that as well in other verse, in other verses. But staying on the focus here, let's look how Peter ends the verse. He says, do this with gentleness and respect. With gentleness and respect. That can be lost when the world that we live in, it just can be straight up. That's not something we think of, right? Because everything is on fire around us. You don't go to social media, go to any news outlet, wherever. Go to just to your doggone local Walmart or Target, walk around. It feels like everything's just in utter chaos. Remember, gentleness and respect, love, that's what's going to win people, right? This doesn't say be weak. This says be gentle, right? Don't get those two words mixed up, right? Because this is going to go a long ways. If you can just be gentle and actually, and I find it very comforting for me and effective is a better word. If you actually care about the people, like you can't fake that. If you actually care about the person that you're trying to serve and love them and truly love them and listen, meet them where they're at, the Holy Spirit's going to do the work. At that point, you lean in and you share the gospel and you understand where they're at. You make that relationship first, right? I'm a big relationship guy. You got to focus on the relationship first. Then once you have the relationship, then you can dig into the deeper truths. But truly, the thing that's going to set you apart so far as walking in gentleness and respect is the fruit that you're displaying in your life. Do the people that you're trying to reach, do they see any of it? Do they know that you're a Christian? Right? Can the world see that? Or does the world see someone that's just going along with the flow? I know I'm stepping on a lot of toes here, but that's okay. We guys, the gospel is offensive. I was telling somebody last night, you know, if you're not offended by the gospel, maybe you need to spend a little more time reading it, because it Jesus calls everything out directly. And you need to be ready right here, always ready, prepared to give an answer to anyone for the reason of why do you choose to follow this Jesus guy? If you're ready and you lead with gentleness and respect, guys, at that point, you are ready. You're going to do it. You're going to do the work you've been called to do. That, my friends, that is how you unleash the Lion Within. You could do that today. Today. So, guys, I just pray this one encourages you. So, question for you this week, where do you find your source of hope? Think about that. You know, where is it at? Because I'm hoping, I messed that one up, right? But seriously, I hope that your hope is in Christ. There you go. Your hope should be in Christ. That's where it needs to be. Now, guys, if you're enjoying the daily spiritual kickoffs, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, inside our community. I highly encourage you to check that out. Now, also, if you're listening to this and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have such a wonderful opportunity. Today, right now, you have a chance to bow down to the Lordship of Jesus Christ And it's very simple. You just need to admit that you're a sinner, right? Admit that you are a sinner and you need a savior. You're not a mistaker in need of a life coach. You're a sinner in need of a savior. You have sin separates us from God, and there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to overcome that. You are a sinner, and you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that somehow when he came down, when he paid that penalty for us on the cross, that it counted for you. You have to believe that. And if you believe that, you confess him as Lord. And I'm not talking about confess him as rabbi. Confess him as Lord. He's not a teacher. He is Lord of your life. So if you admit you're a sinner, you believe that somehow when Jesus died on the cross, it counted for you, and you confess him as Lord, you just, at this moment, have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And God, he wants to give you that gift. He wants to give it to you. It's his grace. He wants to just pour it out over you. But you have to submit to him. And if you do, I like to call it the lion within. That's going to come. It's going to indwell your heart. It's going to take over your heart. At that point, you'll be able to go out and do that work he's called you to do. You'll be able to walk out this 1 Peter 3:15 here, where you're going to be prepared to give an answer for why you have the hope that you have. Because you have Jesus Christ as your Lord. If you just confessed him as Lord and Savior, welcome. Welcome. I want you to send me an email, support@thelionwithin.us. That email comes up on my phone. I will get your email immediately. Get the little notifications, right? Which I tell you guys you shouldn't do, but I get the notifications, like the email's going to come up. And I promise you, I want to connect with you, give you some resources, come alongside, pray with you, pray over you, just try to give you some things to prepare for the battle that you're facing. Because you're in the battle now, but now you have the blinders off. You're able to see, but you got to put in the work. So I pray, if you just accepted Christ, send us that email, support@thelionwithin.us. And as a reminder, guys, we enjoy this spiritual kickoffs, and I know you guys do, every day of the week, Monday through Friday, good Lord willing, we do them every day of the week. Well, I go live inside of our community. We just read scripture together, and I try to share some things that the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. And all this is the Holy Spirit. None of this is Chris. So don't ever think this is not the line within Chris. This is the line within us. You guys have this. You know, if you tell me a year or 2 years ago that I'd be sitting here reading scripture and trying to explain what the Holy Spirit is telling me, and that you guys are listening and that it's helping you guys grow because we get the feedback, I would think you're crazy. Just be obedient to the Spirit. Be obedient to the Spirit so that you can be ready to give that account. So again, hop in our community, guys. We give a 30-day free trial. So you can come in for a month. Check it out. If you don't like it, bounce out. It's fine. I just want you to come in and get the resources. And if you just get plugged in and grow a little bit closer to Christ in that 30 days, and you say, well, this isn't for me, mission accomplished. The line within us, we did what we were supposed to do. We're just helping you guys grow to be the leaders that God has called you to be. Guys, we have our mastermind going. So maybe you're interested in a mastermind group. So these are going to be guys that are going to come in and sit beside you. And when these guys get together, we're leaning in. We're talking about health, wealth, and self, how you can grow as a Christian man. And we're talking about real life situations. We're talking about marriage or separation, or we're having some financial hardships, or we're trying to get that advancement at work, trying to figure out how do we do that, or this tough situation that we have with our kids. Whatever it is, you bring it to the table. These group of men, they lean in. And we just tear that into that. We pour into that guy, and we leave with commitments. So you have an ability within our community to be part of a mastermind. It's all part of the membership, guys. We have line lunches. We have Bible studies. We have the mastermind. We have courses. We have every month Ask Me Anything events where we bring in guests from the show. Guys, we have all sorts of items that are happening within the line within us. The only way you're going to be able to be a part of that is jump in the community. Again, 30-day free. Check it out. See if it serves you, thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us, and hop in that trial. I'll hop on a call with you. If you want to just see more about it, hit us up. Send us an email to support@thelionwithin.us. I'll be glad to hop on a call with you, show you the community so you can see firsthand what it looks like, and I'll just give you that sneak peek. We got some things like that planned up. They're coming. This is a way we could serve you guys. Seriously, support@thelionwithin.us. Let us know what questions you have. We'll hop on. I'll be glad to hop on a Zoom call with you, show to the community, show you how just amazing it is that these guys are leaning in, they're growing together in Christ. All right, guys, get after it. Come back on Wednesday. This is going to be a powerful conversation that you do not want to miss, okay? I'm telling you, we're going to be digging into the deeper truths of what you can do to stand firm and take this verse right here and live it out each and every day, particularly when the rebuttals come, when people come back at you, you need to know what to say. And our guest on Wednesday, he's going to bring the hammer. So I look forward to seeing you guys here at the next appointed time. Get after it. Share this with others. Give us a rating and review. All those things matter. Seriously, sharing it is probably the biggest thing you could do. If you want to donate to The Line Within Us, go to our main website, thelinewithin.us. There's a donate page. If you just want to support the ministry, help us out right there, wherever you feel led. But if all you do is consume the podcast, I just pray that it helps you grow as a Christian man. That's it. Forward it over to a buddy and help them grow as well. So that's it, guys. Come back on our next appointed time. Look forward to seeing to serving you again. Have a great day. Get after it and unleash the lion within. Guys, I hear all the time how we are isolated. We're alone. We don't feel like we have anybody we can talk to. And I'm here to tell you, we took action. The Lion Within Us, we started a community. And that thing is awesome. We have events happening all the time. And more importantly, we have guys connecting with each other every day. And I'm talking about we're building meaningful relationships, serving each other, accountability, growth. And I know that's what you're looking for. And it's done, guys, all within the community itself. Every week, we have lion lunches. We have Bible studies. We have Ask Me Anything events. We have things, resources that we have built to serve you, to help you be the leader God intends you to be. We're offering right now a 30-day free trial. Jump in. Check it out for a month. Come to some events. See what it's like. See if it serves you well. You have nothing to lose at this point. Check it out. I guarantee you guys, once you get in, you're going to find the resources that you need to help you keep growing. Just that encouragement. Sometimes you just need that fellow brother coming alongside. It's just going to be there and say, I got you, bro. And that's what we got. We had that and so much more. So go to thelionwithin.us. Click on get a 30-day free trial and start today. And guys, I'll see you inside the den.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.